Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. Even when we're live on location, as we are tonight, from the 2009 Liberty Forum. It is an event put on by the Free State Project. It happens on a yearly basis. This is the third annual 2009 Liberty Forum. And it is great to be here, as always. The hotel, the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, is bustling, full of liberty-oriented people. And this is just the beginning, Mark. I mean, tonight is just the cusp of the activities, the very genesis of the forum.
This is small potatoes compared to tomorrow and the next 2 days.
Right. There are going to be a lot more people here as of tomorrow and all weekend long. But what are some of the things that are happening? I mean, a lot of people might be listening, wondering what's going on here this weekend, and there is a lot going on. Earlier today, there was a state house tour, and this is kind of something that that happens every year, because this is a Free State Project. We're encouraging as many liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire as possible. And the Liberty Forum is essentially a showcase. I mean, to some extent, it's a showcase of what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people, what that synergy feels like. Because if all you've ever experienced of the liberty movement is going to like a Libertarian Party meeting where there's five guys sitting around
at Finnegan's,
just debating the issues, you just don't know what you're missing. You have no idea. And if you come up here to the Liberty Forum,
it is nice to go to those Libertarian parties and party meetings on the local level and talk to a few people that sort of believe like you do, and you don't have to make any excuses for believing in the free market and believing that people should be able to do what they want as long as they don't hurt other people. You know, it's nice to talk to people like that.
It's refreshing.
But I do that every day, all day. Most of the people I interact with are Libertarians.
But you live in New Hampshire.
But I live in New Hampshire.
So,
it could be that way for you.
It could be that way. And so that's one of the reasons why you want to come up here to the Liberty Forum. And if you can't make it this year, mark your calendars. Well, I guess we don't know when the next one is going to be next year. But listen to us, and we will let you know when the next one is. And mark your calendars and get up here for this. And if you're in the New England area, come on up. And you can come out here for buy yourself a one-day pass or buy yourself as many passes as you need to get in, because it's going to be a great time. So earlier today they did a state house tour, which I believe the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance puts on, where they bring the politically oriented free staters into the New Hampshire State House and kind of tour them around, show them, give them the basics of kind of what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does. We don't have Dennis Goddard with us right now, but I'm sure he's going to be stopping in at some point this weekend to give us a New Hampshire Liberty update. There's Gardner Goldsmith. Hopefully he's going to come on in here and sit down if he's got time. I don't know if he does. Okay, he does have time. That's cool. So earlier today also there was the gun shoot, which is something else that they tend to do. The Thursday is just kind of like the people arrive day. They settle in, meet a few folks.
Registration.
Come out to the gun shoot, head out to the state house.
Don't forget
tour.
The comedian.
And yes, the comedian is, well, I was telling you what happened earlier. These are the things that have already gone on. Going on right now as we speak is Aaron David Ward and his partner. They are doing a comedy act, which is, this is a first for the Liberty Forum. There has not been a comedy act at the prior two forums. So already, this Liberty Forum is a standout from the prior events. And there's just so much going on. We're going to tell you more about what's coming up, including great speakers like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane. He's going to be speaking tomorrow. And the founder of the Libertarian Party, David Nolan, is going to be one of the opening speakers.
The Nolan Chart.
So lots going on. Of course, your calls are the point of this show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Gardner Goldsmith is with us and potting his microphone up as we speak. Guard.
You guys have brought in so many people to this event.
We brought them in. What are you talking about?
There's a lot of people that are listeners, that's for sure.
We came with ourselves. It was you and
right,
Laura.
Right, right. They didn't drive in the same vehicle with us.
Yeah, but sentimentally, I think so many people hear about the Free State Project and Liberty Forum, thanks to you guys. So good work, and I know it's going to be a great event. I'm so stoked for this. I can't even tell you. I woke up this morning feeling awful. And as the day's gone along, my anticipation has just overtaken any virus that's in my body. I'm just like, yes!
Fantastic.
Great. Hey, you mentioned Glenn. Glenn's, I cannot wait. I was hanging with Glenn and Angela Keaton the other night, and Glenn was talking about the economy. And I said, it was just awesome. I said, man, you should be a professor. I mean, he's just great. Yeah. I said, what's your speech going to be about? He goes, oh, it's going to be about this. I was like, oh, man.
Cool.
And Mary Ruwart and Jim Heller. I mean, just fantastic. So, and congratulations for you to you guys for getting out here like you've done in the past, getting everything set up, you know, all the equipment just is, you got such a handle on things, making yourselves portable. Good work.
Ian's, you made it so that the setup's at half the time that he used to
It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
He loves his blinking boxes. He's got even more of them now.
Yeah.
So Gard, I mean, how's everything going for you? I mean, we've missed you.
I know.
Yeah, I know. You've got to drive an hour and a half to come out and see us, but it's sad when there's no Gard.
Well, I tell you, man, as Mark knows, I was down in Washington, and I was at a seminar sponsored by the Liberty Fund, the book, Liberty Fund nonprofit organization, and the Institute for Humane Studies. And they put on a really great seminar that was, there were only 15 of us there. It was a really small group of people that they invited down. And I just felt so happy, and I want to give those guys big, big props. IHS, Institute for Humane Studies, you guys have spoken about them before.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be talking about them later. They've got their summer seminars coming up.
Oh, man. Anybody listening, if you've never gotten involved with one of their seminars, if you want to learn about freedom, it's just a wonderful, wonderful environment. So I was down there, and that was one week when I missed. Mm-hmm. Then another week, I was sick. In fact, when I got back, I got sick, and then we had the storm, so I couldn't make it over. So I missed you guys like 3 or 4 weeks in a row. So it's been very frustrating, but I'm definitely going to be with you on Monday.
I'll
be back here every night, and we can talk, and we can jaw, we can hang out. And I'm telling you, with some of the stuff that's been going on in New Hampshire, it's interesting because a lot of people are all jazzed up. You know, New Hampshire is expressing its own state sovereignty and things like that.
Well,
Did
you hear about what happened yesterday?
I watched the video on YouTube, and Angela was calling me, giving me some updates as things were going on.
Now, this is just so our listeners know what we're talking about here. We're talking about this HCR 6 is a resolution. It's virtually meaningless beyond just just something to say to the feds, like, hey, you've gone far enough.
Exactly.
And I supported it in that it was a very slight step in the right direction. However, yesterday I didn't see you out at the rally.
I didn't go.
And I don't feel like you missed too much. I really don't.
That was the feeling that I got in a way.
It was definitely had that partisan. That partisan feel to it.
Yes, that's it. That's exactly what I was thinking. And in fact, I knew that you had this bit of a sentiment because I spoke with Jason Osborne a little bit earlier, and he was listening last night, and he told me, and he said, I'm with you guys. There's a certain paleo conservative patina to the whole thing that I appreciate. At the same time, I think that it's not quite appropriate. I think there's a sense of dynamism that is lost when you bring in the paleo conservative thing. But then again, it was sponsored by a paleo conservative, Dan Itza. So Dan Itza is a state rep, and people might know him. He's the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance now. He had this idea. I didn't think it went as far as I would like it to have gone, but I think it will serve a purpose.
It's something,
and people express this frustration. There's got to be more to build off of.
Yeah, people were paying attention, and there was some news coverage on it. And if that does anything to bring people's attention to New Hampshire and by proxy the Free State Project, and if it results in five new people joining because they're excited about it, then I think that's great news. And we always have to remember that we were all somewhere else than where we are today, as far as mentally, as far as our understanding of liberty. And even though some of the individuals that might have been attending this event were less than, persuasive with their techniques as far as
my understanding, some people were
shouting,
rather rude on the way out the door and like
pushing into people and things like that. So their techniques are bad. Of course, the real negative side of that is the Free Staters are being painted with that brush. So because these guys were being real rude, there were some discussions over on like the Democrat websites like BlueHampshire.com saying that, oh, these Free Staters are, really out of control. And
they'd love that to be the case.
Right.
They would really love that to be the case. But
In a way, I agree with you about 90%, but there is this little 10% inside me that says, let them sweat a little bit. I know it sounds, it's a bit childish and petulant, but it's... It's got to be a lot more work that needs to be done.
Right.
And I got to tell you, kudos to you guys for being on top of all this stuff and for you recognizing, you know what, once you get into libertarian philosophy, you sort of forget sometimes it takes a while to get to that point.
More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most moldy vitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Hey, Gary. Free Talk Live, and the mics are on all the time here, live on location as we are tonight at the 2009 Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire 2009 Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project.
It is an event that happens on a yearly basis, and it's the third time, and it just keeps getting bigger. It keeps getting better. More people showing up, new faces every single year, which is, of course, the most exciting part about this. I mean, for us who've been here for a few years now in New Hampshire, to continually see new people coming through these doors, introducing themselves, saying, hey, thanks for doing this. Thanks for being here. I'm so excited to be here. Everybody's just been so positive and has been having a great time tonight. I'm sure Gardner Goldsmith is still with us here. Gardner Goldsmith, by the way, who is a host of his own show over at LibertyConspiracy.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
So with all the downloads he's getting, he really doesn't need a plug on our show.
Oh,
I can tell you that.
No. Have people been coming up to you and saying things and introducing themselves? I mean, what's your experience?
Well, literally, we just walked in a while ago.
So I snagged you.
We just got in, and Courtney, the lovely lady who's sitting over to my
right.
She went over and said hi to Angela Keaton, and they've got the comedy going over next door. And Chris Lawless, the giant rock of Gibraltar of freedom, was here. And we're waiting for the other bookend to arrive, Glenn Jacobs, the two giant titans. Glenn is supposed to be stopping by for a little while. We're going to grab some dinner, so that'll be great. And, of course, he's speaking tomorrow. And like I said, boy, if people get a chance to see Glenn speak, they are going to be just thrilled.
I plan on being there for it.
It's going to blow the doors out. And it's, you know, we were talking before the break how what's been happening here with this concurrent resolution in the state of New Hampshire, just an expression of sentiment to say, hey, federal government, if you guys do any more anti-constitutional stuff, then we're going to pack our bags and leave. It wouldn't have been a law or anything like that. But the point that you brought up, I think, is really interesting, Ian. At a certain point, and I never thought that this would sort of happen to me, you know, I would see, I don't know how to express this properly, but I would see some of the people I really, really admired in the libertarian circles, people like Sheldon Richmond, Lou Rockwell, and these guys. And all of a sudden, instead of just seeing them as, like, your heroes, you're suddenly on the radio with them, and you're becoming associates of theirs. And then as you get older and you're involved in the pro-freedom movement for a while, and you've been dealing with the sentiment and the philosophy and a lot of the examples and questions that are brought up, you know, you just rattle things off very quickly, like, okay, here's the answer.
Sure.
Here's the problem. Okay, private police forces or fire or ambulance, trash collection,
sure, once you get
roads.
The principles of liberty, it's pretty easy to come up with the answers. Even if you're presented with a situation you know absolutely nothing about, you can stick to your principles and say, well, is the government involved? Is coercion involved? And if yes, then there's a problem. And, voluntarism and consensual interactions is the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you see an event like what happened here in New Hampshire and what you guys were discussing. And you say, you know, there are a lot of people who are they're on a slightly different wavelength. They're on the nationalist, federalist wavelength. And, hey, you know, I'd be satisfied if we could get back to a federalist wavelength for a while. That would be real nice. You know, philosophically, I'd like
unless
to
you're Mexican.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But philosophically, I'd like to see it go further, you know.
It would be nice, but it seems pretty unrealistic, and I just don't think they've figured that part out yet. Like, they believe, and it's just, I think it's some kind of sickness to some extent. They have been, if they've been paying attention, they must know the Republicans didn't do anything for small government in the 6 years they had total control.
Absolutely.
So what are they thinking? They really believe that they can just re-elect Republicans and that all of a sudden Washington, D.C. is going to turn around? What is it going to take, Gard? I mean, to get a more radical
They've got to take a more radical step. They've got to exactly what you guys discuss so often here. They've got to understand. They've got to shake themselves away from this adoration of so-called traditional Americanism and start to realize that the very roots of the problems we're experiencing today come from the mistakes of the people who established traditional Americanism. The Constitution itself, if people think that it's somehow some sort of a bulwark against tyranny, well, it didn't last very long.
It was written by men. It's flawed.
It is flawed, and it is unfortunately a document that, as Lysander Spooner said, I never signed on to. The politicians sign on to it, so I'd like to hold them to their word. But it has some flaws.
Okay with just having them leave me alone. As if they would just leave me alone, or if New Hampshire could just secede, or whatever, one of those two would be great. forgiveness. I'm all about forgiveness. I forgive them. Sure, they've been engaging in murdering people around the world. Sure, they've stolen billions of dollars from people. But if we can just have our freedom, I think that's all we need to do. No, well, I have no desire to string anybody up or throw any politicians in prison cells. I know some people would really get off on seeing that happen.
Just leave me
alone.
But
what's that going to do?
I agree with you. But the problem here is, I think, a lot of the Free Staters are coming in, and they're very active. They've got a lot of good ideas. They're starting to have a bit of an effect on some people, like Representative Dan Itza. He associated with people in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He starts to get that energy back. He sees more people who believe in freedom. He's not an anarchist. He's not a libertarian. He's a paleoconservative. He wrote the gay marriage ban, the pro-marriage amendment that they tried to push a couple of years ago. I have profound disagreements, and he's a very good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Dan and I just disagree on some things. So it's strange when you have been around the libertarian circles for a long time, and you see some people that you, I don't want it to sound wrong, I don't want it to come out wrong, but you say, if you could only be more consistent in your application of your belief in freedom, go beyond what you thought were the religious trappings of the founders and the God-given rights of the founders and all the great things, and take it a step further. Be more radical. Don't make it a push on the Republican Party to try to get back what it's lost. Go further. Take it further, and then they'll get freaked out and scared because there's a new force that's rising in the state. There's a new force of real, total freedom lovers. That, I think, is the way to go.
And it's happening.
A good start.
It's happening. You're right. It is a start. And the HCR6, the piece of the resolution we're talking about, it did fail. It was voted down. And pretty much on party line. There was a few people that crossed over. But so it was obviously perceived by the reps as a partisan thing. But nonetheless, you are correct. It did help build some bridges. It did help build some relationships. And it's of course, a great excuse for people to get out and get active and do something. And as more of these paleoconservatives and even as more of the liberals begin to interact more with liberty-oriented people, those ideas will be planted in their head. And and over time, they're going to come on board because the ideas of liberty, they just make sense.
Do you guys think, every 6 days a week you're out there on all these stations and I'd be very interested. Remember last year at the Liberty Forum, F. Paul Wilson was here.
Yeah.
And,
I was hoping he'd be here this year.
Oh, yeah. He is just an amazing guy, novelist F. Paul Wilson, also a medical doctor. And, Mark and Ian, everybody, we just really dig F. Paul. And I had known him before because we go to a horror convention down in Rhode Island often. Mm-hmm. I had met him down there with another libertarian, Tom Monteleone, who's also a great horror writer. But it was interesting because talking to him, I got a sense of the old school libertarian movement. And do you think that are we doing the same things that they were doing? And I'm just posing this as devil's advocate. Are we really furthering the cause? You look at the anti-war movement uniting with some of the free marketeers in the late 60s, the influence of Mises and Ayn Rand. They had a huge blossoming back then. Didn't lead to all that much. Are we doing the same thing, or are we going beyond it? Are we taking another step?
Obviously, I wasn't around back then, so I can't really comment. But yeah. I can say that what's happening now is something unprecedented, and it's never happened before. I mean, we've got people coming in from all over the country and around the world, all converging in the same place. The synergy that's coming out of that, you feel it. You're here. You know what that's like. This has never happened before. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Tough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, Free Talk Live. com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world.
Do you want sound effects?
Yeah, I wanted you to... Yeah, that's great. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th, for 4 days of action, 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 culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. Ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. That's SebringRaceway.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Again, live from the 2009 Liberty Forum. We're going to tell you more about that as the weekend rolls on. We'll be here live every single night, tonight, Friday, and Saturday night as well. So lots to talk about, lots of guests to have on, and, of course, your calls to take. That's what we're going to do right now. Let's talk to Laura in Colorado. It is a show about your calls where you can bring up whatever you want. Laura, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I can't believe it's my turn finally.
Here you are. Thanks for being so patient tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys a question because, you know, for every bad thing, there is something good. And believe me, I'm not being the devil's advocate here or anything. I heard the guy quite a while ago talking about the Department of Social Services being sick on him. And, you know, I really feel bad for people who have had that happen to them. I had an incident occur that is the opposite of that, and I'd like to share that.
Sure.
My mother-in-law and father-in-law were in their late 70s, and they had been had my alcoholic brother-in-law in his 50s living over there, bilking them for a long time inside their home. And when his son moved in with the 17-year-old girl with the baby, and this is a two-bedroom house.
Okay.
And they were bilking these people out of money that you just can't imagine. I actually came up one night in the car and was parked in the alley behind the home and actually saw a deal go on right outside the bedroom window. Kid rode up on a bicycle and made a purchase and took off again. And all this was going on in these old people's house. So my husband and I got so sick of it. And of course, they were using the baby as a reason to stay there and continuously, you know, holding the baby up in front of the old people, you know, and whatnot. And we could see what was happening. And we considered that to be abusing those elderly people. My father-in-law had dementia. And my mother-in-law, she was just stupid. You know, she always had been. So we went ahead and went to the Department of Social Services. One of the problems was my father-in-law wet his pants continuously and refused to wear any type of anything to stop it. And he would sit on furniture. Well, it was horrible. It smelled terrible there. The furniture constantly had urine all over it because he would sit there and wet his pants on the furniture. And the baby who had had a kidney removed was laying on that, on the couch. And
the story keeps getting deeper.
So,
I mean, you can't imagine how awful it was.
Laura, I'm sorry, I'm a little, but one moment here, I'm a little lost. So we're dealing with your father-in-law and his wife, and the people that had moved in there were related to them?
Yes, they were. They were a grandson, and they were just family members that were just literal pieces of trash.
Got it. And so they were essentially taking advantage of a couple of old folks with dementia and some mental problems, basically.
Absolutely. And
so you called social services. You called social services, and what happened?
Social services. We told them what was going on, and it was really bad. Of course, they were using the old people for their money. Nobody was working, and so therefore the old people were paying for the diapers and everything, you know, and so. We had warned them that they needed to get out of the damn house and they needed to get jobs and get a life and whatnot, and they laughed at us. And so went out to social services, told them what was going on. I lost two vehicles over the situation and one vehicle that was so severely damaged that it cost us about $2,000 to get it fixed.
So you're suggesting hold on, as a point of clarification, you're saying you lost your vehicles. Are you suggesting that the people that were living at the house had somehow sabotaged them?
Oh, yeah. My vehicles disappeared in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And we came out in the morning, and two of our vehicles were gone. And we never did find our vehicles. When the police, we had to call the police and tell them that our vehicles had vanished in the middle of the night. The other one had no windshield and no back window in it.
So what ended up happening? Did social services do anything about this?
No, absolutely not. My mother-in-law and father-in-law were literally both out of the
house. I thought this was supposed to be a positive story about social services. That was what I thought you were going to be telling us.
It
wasn't. There wasn't anything positive about this. We had hoped that someone would come in and see what was happening and would initiate something. And what ended up happening was it cost us dearly because we had reported this situation. And my mother-in-law and father-in-law were bilked out of thousands of dollars by the time the couple got mad at each other and had a fight and moved out and whatnot. They had used my mother-in-law and father-in-law to an extreme. The social services did absolutely nothing about it.
Wow. I have to say that the story went in a direction I didn't expect it to. You surprised me, Laura, because it sounded like when you called in initially that you were going to tell us a positive, glowing story about social services. And I was going to say, but I didn't have a chance. I didn't break in early enough to say that we've always had negative stories about CPS and social services on this show. So it would have been a first, but it turned out that you were quite disappointed with them. And apparently the situation ended up resolving itself on its own. Obviously, that wasn't the preferred solution. Where are the father-in-law and mother-in-law at this time? Are they still in the same place?
No, they're in the grave.
Oh, dear. Sorry.
Yeah, they died within a couple of years. So, see, they were so old that, you know, they were on their way out anyway, but these people just used them to such an extreme. and had absolutely no conscience about doing it. You know,
can you think of any other ways, I mean, besides calling social services, that some sort of resolution could have come to this situation?
Yeah, clearly that didn't work.
Well, actually, it had gone on for about a year and a half by the time we did place the call. So we had exhausted every avenue. We had tried talking to them all. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, well, he couldn't be spoken to at all. He was had total dementia. And then my mother-in-law, we would talk to her and say, this is what is happening. And she would say, okay. But then we could see constantly the girl and the grandson constantly saying, oh, Grandma, look at little Sydney. See what she's doing? You know, and it was that kind of thing where they were constantly holding the baby up in front of the old lady's face. Oh, look, isn't this cute? Oh, look, isn't she lovable? You know,
so
and things like that.
They were distracting them with the baby, so she seemed like she understood what was going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, they put the baby up in her face, and grandmotherly instincts would kick in, and she'd forgive them, essentially, for all the awful things they've done?
Oh, yes, absolutely, you know, and
wow.
Of course, they had turned her and my father-in-law completely against my husband and I. We were out working jobs and being normal people, you know, and we could see this horrible thing going on in this house, you know. When I saw the dealing going on out the back window, that was kind of the last straw. Because, you know, if someone wants to do that out of their own house, okay. You don't go over and deal dope out of the house of two old people, you know, and
it does
and
endanger
do
them from the
do.
It does endanger them from the, you know,
the law enforcers. They could come in and
right.
kick in the door.
Property forfeiture laws that we have in this country.
Laura, I want to thank you for go ahead.
We were terrified that there was going to be asset forfeiture if something happened. And, you know, one police officer told me that in the last year that my mother-in-law was living, the police were called out onto that residence 14 times because of drunken domestic violence, fights, all kinds of
wow.
things. Not one time did they ever step in and say, you know, this poor little old lady here, because my father-in-law was dead at that point, but not one time did they ever step in and say, you know, this poor little lady is too stupid to, because well, she just never was very smart to start with. It wasn't just her age. But not one time did they
that
turn around and say, you know, that they needed to intervene. Not one time.
Laura, I thank you for sharing your story tonight, and I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you. I mean, so many people expect the government to do something for them in a situation like that, and then they're severely disappointed when it doesn't work out the way they intended it to. And the worst part is you still have to pay for these government programs, even though they aren't delivering on their promises. More coming up. Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improved disease and stress tolerance. tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include, we've got, let's see, the bulletin board system there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Number one page on the whole website, Shrine
dozens,
of Female Listeners.
Dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Now, sometimes when we're here at the 2009 Liberty Forum, our lady listeners actually validate themselves by taking a picture with us, which is a qualification. Because validation basically means that the lady listener in question is proving within the photograph that she listens to the show. And usually that involves holding up a sign or something like that, because she's usually at her house.
We got bumper stickers right here.
Right, we've got bumper stickers here. Of course, there's us. And so hopefully some of these ladies that are here this weekend, and as I was saying, Mark, there are, does it seem like there are more women here this time around?
I,
or is it just there are more attractive women?
It must be that.
Mike Barsky is saying yes. Mike Barsky gives us the Barsky seal of approval. So
he just spent some time recently in jail, so
yeah. Everyone's more attractive after you get out of jail, right? So we're here at the 2009 Liberty Forum. As always, a lot to talk about tonight with you. If you make the call, you can bring up anything, and we need to tell you about this, too.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL in the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with the order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's FTL at AdamEve.com.
All right, so we are going to take a break here. We're going to come right back to the calls in a moment. But we do have a guest here on our third microphone. His name, and I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly. If not, correct me, Yadrov?
Hmm?
Yadrov?
Just split it differently.
Yadra.
Yadra, I'm sorry. Okay, I've got both the first and the last name running together here. Yadra is with us, and he is a brand new mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I overheard a conversation you were having with Mark there a few moments ago, and you had told him that you'd come all the way from Washington State. It's a long way. Probably that's further than Florida, isn't it?
Yes,
from New Hampshire.
And some.
And so how did you get here, Yadra?
By airplane.
Oh, excellent. Now, how old are you?
21, I'm told.
21. And you're a Free State Project member. You just moved here 3 days ago. How do you feel about all this so far?
Just super, as you would say.
Excellent. And so what was it that inspired you to come out to New Hampshire?
Oh, a long list of things. But I think that when people ask me to give the nutshell of the nutshell, it is simply that all interactions must be voluntary.
And you feel like the best opportunity to help that come about in reality is here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
Precisely. I agree with the thesis that it is dependent, that is to say the success rate is dependent upon the prevalence of activists per population.
And so what we're doing here, as our listeners know if they've tuned in before, is gathering as many liberty-loving people into the same geographic region as possible and getting them active for liberty. So what is it, Yadra, that's most interesting to you as far as activism is concerned?
Well, I have actually found that I find it appealing across the spectrum from civil disobedience to within the system activism, such as running for office.
Fantastic. So you'll be getting in and involved in a variety of different things here. And
yes,
there are a variety of things to do. I mean, obviously, you've only been here for a few days, but once you get to New Hampshire and you plug into the activism scene, you start to socialize with some of the other activists here, you make connections, you meet people, you can get involved in so much. I mean, there's just so much happening here. You know, this week I was complaining to Mark because I was doing so much activism, I didn't get very much actual work done.
Yeah, that's tough.
There are so many different things that you can choose from to spend your time on, and that's really a good problem to have, and it's something that people elsewhere just don't have to deal with. I mean, where are you coming from in Washington State?
Ah, the north of Seattle area.
So not actually in the city, but was it the city of Seattle?
No, quite a bit north. I mean, I use that only for reference so that our listeners will know the general vicinity.
Gotcha. So what kind of activism was happening there as far as liberty is concerned?
Ron Paul was about the only thing that ever occurred in that region.
So nothing else of which to speak. Nothing
Indeed.
Worthwhile. And
yeah, sounds about right.
Right. And now here you are in a hotel with hundreds of people. And you're only probably, maybe 80 people here tonight.
Yeah, at this point. I mean, we're just still getting ramped up.
Right. Over the weekend, there may be 400 or 500 people that come through here. Maybe even more than that. I think it was probably at least 400 last year. So we're probably going to top that this year. It's just the synergy that happens, the brainstorming that results, the ideas that are generated, the new connections that are made, and the new it's just everything that comes from bringing these activists together is just so amazing.
Yes, the contrast is incredible. It was surreal to walk around the corner and see Gardner Goldsmith's forehead.
The contrast is incredible.
Very good. Now, actually, you are doing something interesting here tonight, Yadra. You are streaming this show live. Now, obviously, we have our audio streams, but since we don't have our webcam with us tonight, we don't have the ability to stream video from the studio, at least until you arrived, because you have a mobile device and access to Quick.com.
Indeed. It's your plug that gave me awareness of it.
Oh, excellent.
I'm
currently
having a battery-related malfunction.
Oh, that's okay.
However, there is a record of what I had previously streamed available on my Quick page.
So you can see some of it.
You can see some of tonight's show over at quick.com/ Yadra Voet. That's Yadravoat. Yadra Voet. And quick.com is such a neat service. It's I think, going to change, and maybe already has begun to change, the face of liberty activism, of any activism, period. I mean, if you consider yourself an activist of whatever brand, you should really look into Quick.com and think about, consider upgrading your cell phone, if you don't already have one, to one of the smartphones, like a BlackBerry. Are you using an iPhone?
Yes.
You've got an iPhone,
yes.
BlackBerry's iPhone, Samsung's?
Yes, I tested the Samsung Instinct at home. However, I found that it was, for my needs, somewhat inadequate. I had already experimented with another person's iPhone at one time and found that I liked its interface far better.
And the important thing is, though, all of these phones and many more have now had the ability to stream live video and audio to the Internet, which is really it's just revolutionary what this can do. We saw this week the very first instance of how this technology is helping the activist movement, particularly here in New Hampshire, when Dave Ridley was arrested for using this service, using Quick.com, in the lobby area of the Keene District Court.
Of course, he was being intentionally obvious about it.
Sure he was, although there was somebody else apparently there that was also recording. I'm not sure who that mystery activist was.
I was delighted to become aware of that.
Yep, and of course, the more activists we have, the more cameras we have, the more access to the Internet we'll have. These government guys are not going to know what to do. I mean, really, all they can do is buy a cell phone jammer and install it at the courthouse, and I don't want to give them any ideas.
Precisely. Well, all we'll have to do then is hack our phones to use different frequencies.
Well, you could do that, and certainly there are other things that one could purchase. You could kind of relay out video service out to somebody recording in their car or something. There would be ways to deal with that. And where do you buy a cell phone jammer anyway? How
exactly.
many of the government guys know that one?
Well, it's no different than the increased failure rate of empires in that it is now far more expensive to occupy a country because of the cheapness of simple weapons that can bring down far more expensive weapon systems. So a jammer would raise the cost of preventing people from uploading.
So, you're absolutely right. I mean, just look at the difficulty the empire has over in Iraq fighting against a bunch of ragtag insurgents.
Yeah, they don't even have power on a regular basis.
So Yadra, welcome to New Hampshire, and I hope you enjoy what is your first New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Yeah, thanks for moving out.
Indeed, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming out, and thank you for streaming the show again. If you want to tune in, do you have it back up again?
Yes,
is it still trouble?
Back
it's back
on.
It's
going again.
At quick.com, quik.com/ Yadra Voat, YADRAVOAT. Presumably, you'll be streaming for the remainder of the show tonight.
Indeed.
Thank you for that dedication. Really appreciate that. And let's see if we can sneak in a phone call here before we roll into hour number three. I believe we have Dennis with us. Dennis in New Hampshire?
Greetings, Dennis? Gentlemen.
Hey, why are you not here in Nashua?
Oh, because I have a two-month-old baby and a dad and a whole bunch of stuff going on at work, and it's crazy for me. I will
are you
be there
coming up
Saturday,
at some point?
Sunday.
Oh, okay, great. Well, we would like to have you on the show at some point if you're here Saturday night. But what's on your mind tonight?
I tell you, there's some really serious stuff, and I feel like crap because I feel like I am partially responsible, because I am. The fallout from what happened that was kind of ugly yesterday in the House of Representatives gallery is much more severe than I would have thought. Much more severe.
What you're referring to is the House resolution that would have drawn a line in the sand for the federal government and basically tell them, hey, look, you've gone too far. If you take one more step, we possibly are going to that'll result in the nullification of our agreement, which is kind of like secession, but not really. And so there was this big rally a couple of days ago about this. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. Anyway, there was this rally yesterday.
Yeah.
And after the rally was over, the people went inside the state house. The state house, they voted on it. They voted it down. And some people got very upset. They got very loud. They even apparently pushed their way out. And you're going to tell us more about it if you can hang on, Dennis, because you're saying there was unexpected fallout from it. I want to find out what that means. More coming up with Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance in hour number three. Your calls as well about whatever you want. We're live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.